Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We are grateful for your presence, the power of your spirit. Father, touch us as you have always done. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for transformation. May you heal us from sin. May you heal us from our brokenness. May you heal us, Father, from wandering spirit. May you heal us from rebellion. May you heal us from independent spirit. May you heal us from brokenness, of God. Direct our course. Establish us. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
As today is the last Sunday of August,
2023.
We declared this season Diaconus.
Diaconus.
The year of the minister and the ministry. And we are grateful that the year is coming to an end. There is a lot we have learned. And we are grateful. Today being the last Sunday, we are transcending to a new year. May your life be made new again in the name of Jesus. May you become more sharper in the spirit in the name of Jesus. May you be led by the Spirit of God that you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh in the name of Jesus. May the mighty works of God manifest upon you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The subtopic for today is the benefit of prayerfulness. I will encourage you to read the book How to Pray by Bishop Doug Howard Mills.
It will
help you a lot. One of the years we were teaching on it. And it brought such great revelation of Christ. The benefits of prayerfulness. Prayer is a currency of heaven. Prayer or heaven is moved by prayer. Early in our life, we should seek God. Early in our life, we should seek God. Many a times people come to the Lord late in life. People come to the Lord having already experienced certain spiritual experiences. And therefore struggle to make sense of the simple gospel of Christ. Because many a times people want what we call faith aids. There must be something that is given to me to experience God. But the gospel of Christ is very simple. It's by faith. You have to believe. You have to walk by faith. You have to experience God in His fullness. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse
14 to 15.
We are talking about prayer, the benefits of prayerfulness. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with understanding.
Ha e sebetse letho nka etsa joang na ke tla rapela ka moya mme le hona ke tla rapela ka kelello ke tla bina ka moya mme le hona ke tla bina ka kelello.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer
tapelo
is a doorway to the throne of God.
Ke monyako wa tirono ya Modimo.
I said prayer
tapelo
is a doorway
ke monyako
to the throne of God.
Wa tirono ya Modimo.
All of us have the same access. access. You can make up your mind. I'm going to pray. Prayer is waiting on God. Many a times we have our own timetable. And we think God should fit within our timetable. But I want to say to you, if you want the ways of God, you want the grace of God, mercies of God to come your way, prayer forces humility. You have to come down. You have to lower yourself so that God can touch you. I was saying some few years ago that we are used to praying standing. But kneeling down, we're saying we kneel down to our kings. Because in stature we are the same height. In my tribe, in my culture, when you speak to the king, you have to look them in the eye. Because truth, they say in my tribe, truth is in the eyes. Because if you move your eye, then there's no truth in you. So I want to challenge us as we come, we're talking about prayer. Our eye should be on God. Because truth is in the eye. The Bible says, if your eye is good, if your eye is good, you'll have great light. Many of us are in the church, but our eye is not on Christ. Our eye might be on other things. We might be looking for other things, but Christ is not our focus. And therefore we have a bad eye. And darkness has filled our heart. You see, when darkness has filled your heart, it's all about what you could receive, not what you could give to God. Prayer is a doorway to the throne. Number one, pray without ceasing. I've learned to pray without ceasing. Many years ago, we learned about the principle of breath prayers. The principle of breath prayers, you pray throughout the day non-stop, recognizing the presence of God, that the Lord is with me. So now and then you pray. You pray in the quietness of your spirit, in the quietness of your breath. Pray with us. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-19. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Amen. Se tabang ka mehla, se phetseng ho rapela, le bang thong tsohle, hobane ke seo Modimo a ratang le
Do not quench the spirit. Many of us quench the spirit. And that's why people can be in church and never receive much. It's very funny how independent we are. You can be in church, but practice quite totally different things. When you pray without ceasing, these are the benefits of when you pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Prayer makes the Lord to come down and fight for you. Prayer disappoints your enemies. Joseph said to his brothers, "You intended evil against me. But in your evil, God have shown goodness." In my struggle, in my pain, God has lifted me up. In your betrayal, God has made me king. God has made me the voice of Pharaoh. Judges chapter 5, verse 13. Prayer brings God and His presence into your situation. May God enter into your situation this morning. May the Lord turn your situation around. It says, then the survivors came down, the people against the nobles. The Lord came down for me against the mighty.
Masala amahosana atewa, chaba samara na satewa jaloka bahale huntuseta.
The Lord came down for me against the mighty.
Modimo atewa hasanung lebang bang hasela.
May the Lord come down against the mighty who are coming against you in the name of Jesus.
Hamodimo atahasanung lebang hasela.
1.2. Prayer will bring heavenly hosts to fight for you. Judges chapter 5, verse 20. They fought from the heavens, the stars from their courses fought against Sisera. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe in the elements fighting for me. Wherever you are, just know that the whole of universes are waiting for the revelation of the sons of God.
Amen.
That if you position yourself, mighty works will come through your life. The host of heaven will come and dwell with you. Psalms
121:6
says, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
Amen.
Yeah, there are people who are stricken by the sun. You labor and work hard, and there isn't much to show for it. Your labor. The book of Psalms tells us that God gives sleep to His beloved. You wake up early, you sleep up late, you eat bread of sorrows. Yeah, that's when the sun is tricking you.
Amen.
You are working, but you can't see the fruit of it. You are toiling, and the toil has not come to fruit. You stay awake at night, and nothing is working. I'm declaring today in the name of Jesus, you will not be stricken by the sun in the day, nor the moon by night. The Lord our God is your God.
Amen.
And if the Lord is for us, who can be against us? Arise in this strength of yours.
Amen.
The Lord is with you. Number 3, prayer, 1.3, prayer brings and activates angels to come to your aid. I've seen angels.
Amen.
And it came to pass, Joshua chapter 5, 13 to 14.
Joshua 5, 13 to 14.
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, no, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have come now. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant?
Amen. Itse Joshua hale haufi le Jericho a emisa mahlo a tadima a bona monna a emema bapale yena a tshwere le rumo le tshomotswe ka letsoho la hae. Joshua a tlapela hae a re ho yena, na o wa rona kapa o wa direng tsa rona? Eo a re tshe empa ke tlile jwale ke le molaodi wa magotla a Jehova. Ya ba Joshua o wela fatshe ka sefatlhego a inama a re ho yena morena wa ka o reng ho mohlanka wa ha.
May the Lord fight for you.
Ha modimo a ulanela.
May the Lord send these angels to fight for you. May the Lord bring confusion in the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. When you pray, you activate and you bring to life the heavenly host to come to your aid. May this be true upon your life in the name of Jesus. 1.4, prayer is an anchor and a bedrock for a powerful and satisfied life.
Tapelo ke ntho e tsepamisang le lefika bakeng sa bophelo bo matla bo kgotsofatsang.
Psalms 105 verse 5.
Tipisalema 103 verse 5.
Thank you. Psalm 103 verse 5 says, "Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles?"
Amen. O khorisa molomo wa hao ka tse molemo, mme botshaba hao bo ntshafala jalo ka ntse.
God satisfies your mouth with good things.
Modimo o khotsofatsa ka ntho tsentle.
It is true prayer.
Ke ka thapela.
When you pray,
how rapela?
It shows your faith in God.
E bontsha tumelo ya
Modimo. And because you have faith in God,
o bana na le tumelo ho Modimo.
God said, "Have you noticed? Have you seen my servant Job?"
Modimo o re ana o bone mosebeletsi wa
Job. There is nothing like him.
How na ya tsana le yena?
The testimony of Job is spoken by God.
Bo pa ki ba Job bo bua ke
mo. To the enemies of Job, the accuser of the brethren.
Reng tsa Job.
Have you seen my servant?
O bone mo sebeletse.
There is no one like him.
How na ya tsana le yena?
The Bible says Job will come daily before God in prayer and in supplication.
Bibele e re Job o na tlapela modimo ka thapelo tsa tsileletsane.
When you come before the Lord in prayer and supplication.
How o tla ho modimo ka thapelo?
God will come in your defense.
Modimo o tla tla ho lwanela.
God will satisfy you with good things.
O tla ho khotsofatsa ka ntho tseng.
So that your youth is renewed.
Hore botshaba hao bo ntshafale.
Like the eagles.
Jalo ka ntse.
May the Lord renew your strength.
Modimo a o fe
may your spirituality be renewed in the name of Jesus.
Bo Kriste ba hao bo ntshafale.
May your passion for Christ be aroused in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you become selfless in serving the Lord.
Amen.
May the power of the Holy Spirit dwell upon you in the name of Jesus. May the spirit of the sonship of God come upon your life in the name of Jesus. 1.5, prayer is the doorway to God's provision.
Amen. Thapelo ke monyako ho provision ya Modimo.
Psalm 23 verse 1.
Dipisalema 23:1.
The Lord is my strength, I shall not want.
Morena ke modisa wa ka nke ke ka hloka letho.
Guys, it's very funny that we are in want.
Ha tsaisa hore re ya hloka.
Yeah. We are in want. You are married?
O nyetswe.
That's what you wanted.
So no se batla.
But you are still not happy.
Mpontso sa thaba.
Yeah, you thought you know, there are a lot of people who are married, they think marriage is to make them happy. You have come to a wrong institution. Marriage is not for happiness, unfortunately. Let me disappoint you. Yeah, it's not for happiness.
Ha se ho rota.
Happiness might be the byproduct.
Ho thaba ho tla ba ho kana ba ho tla ba teng.
But that's not what it is. It's you don't find it.
Empa we fumane lenyalong.
The Lord is my shepherd. My desire and my satisfaction is Christ.
Amen.
My wanting is Christ. My pursuit is Christ. We were told one time that Dr. Miles said to us, you know, he was asking for a checkbook.
Dr. Miles une akupa checkbook.
Talking about the Lord being your provision.
Abuaka remodimo ke provision ya ha.
And say, what, how you spend the resources you have, tell us where your heart is, because the Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Are tsela e o spendang di tshelete tsa hao e o bontsha hore na pelo ya hao e hokae.
Say nobody needs to tell you.
Ha na motho a tlameng ho joetsa.
You just need to go and check your heart and look at yourself and look at where you spend what you value.
Wena o tlameha o shebe hore na o spendile dintho hokae.
God challenged Abraham, he says, "Give me your son, your only son Isaac."
Modimo qholoditsa Abraham are mphe Isaka morawa ha wa nosi.
God is not confused. He was very precise to the point. He said Isaac, because This man had more than 8 children.
You see,
God knows what matters, and that one thing that matters is the treasure of your heart.
He says,
if you love your wife, you love your children, your husband, even your own life more than me, you are not worthy. You are in want. You have done all that. You have the house. You have the car. You have the children. You are married. Not happy. Confused. All that you are pursuing is not what God wants. Or it's not what God wants for you. Prayer is a doorway to the throne of God. Find your way back to God. In prayer, God will restore your life. You see, prayer forces us to be humble. You can't pray without stopping everything else to come to prayer. This is what I was saying. Get into the habit of switching off your phone altogether. And make sure you put it even far away. And then you come to pray. And let's see how long you can pray. I see people, they will be praying, they will be holding their phone. You are in want. Your soul has not settled in the Lord.
Amen.
We have what we call a lean spirit.
Lean spirit.
Outside we are plumpy, we look nice. Yes, we have dressed well. But we are lean.
Amen.
And maybe mean at the same time. 1.6. Prayer is a weapon of mass destruction. Much of our difficulties and challenges is because we are fighting our own battles. Many people like tit for tat. People like to plan for you. People like to preempt what will be of your life. Prayer, if you come to prayer, the Lord will transform your life. The Lord will restore your life. The Lord will empower you. Exodus, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8.
Samuel 38.
So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake, and without fail recover all.
Amen. Samuel wa pele 30 verse 8. Davida abotsa Jehova are, hang kapalela letshile lena ana ke tla batshwara na. Jehova are ho yena palla hobane o fela o tla batshwara le ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we seek him, the Lord will give us the grace to pursue. If we stay and we seek his face, we will overtake.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we will recover. You see, sometimes you look at your life, it's like it's a waste. Yeah, when you look at people like to compare themselves.
But barata hu compare
with themselves.
Amen.
The Bible says you are not wise.
Bibele ere how na tsebo.
Therefore you become lean in your spirit, because it doesn't matter what the Lord blesses you with, you will always not be happy.
Utadula usathaba how compare.
I remember one woman, the husband bought her flowers. You know flowers.
Munna emong. Nice flowers. He's an African
woman. A person of color.
Musari wa Africa.
And the woman says, I don't eat flowers.
My God. Musari wa Africa are hakeji di palesa.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Look at your neighbor and say, I don't eat fly. Tell your neighbor, you are from the village. You are from the village. Your ancestors have come against you. Yeah. Your poverty has gripped you tight.
My God.
You can't appreciate the beauty of what life is. It must, everything must always be according to your terms. Everything must be according
to your terms.
Listen, you have to learn to flow. You have to learn.
There
are certain things you don't like. But the people who like you, they like to give them to you. I said to you, the beauty of life is that the gift is precious to the one that
gives
you. But you have made yourself too important. You can't receive flowers.
Yeah.
It's not in the big gifts that we give. That you see the beauty of life, it's in the small thing. My mother taught me, even if you give money, you must have a token that goes with your gift.
Yes.
There must be a token.
Yes,
a token. Yes. You marry, we give you a ring.
Wanyala rufa a ring.
Literally, man doesn't need a ring.
Munna hatoki ring.
It's the man who buys the ring. The ring is a sign, is a token. If the woman agrees, the day you put the ring on your finger, it's written, when I gave it to my wife's life became belongs to Vincent.
Vincent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you tell your neighbor, learn to appreciate.
It to appreciate.
Yeah. People don't appreciate.
But how about to be who appreciate?
Yeah, it's very funny that if you go to a funeral,
how can you live?
I think the highest level of pretenses is there.
Amen. We can get some more at about them.
They will stand there.
Bye, mamo.
Those who have been your enemies, your family members who have been opposing you, who have been scheming before, who have been scheming, coming together. I was told when my mother passed on, I was told that there was a meeting to distribute. I'm the only child of my mother.
Wow.
But people sat down, I'll get this.
I'll get this.
You can take this house. You can take this
furniture. My God.
Then they will stand there and say, you know, he was a good person. Pretenses. May you change now. Yes. The benefit of prayerfulness.
Amen.
It destroys the work of the enemy.
Amen.
May every war that is intended against your life, may it fail in the name of Jesus. May your enemies be disappointed in the name of Jesus. May their intent to destroy you, may it bring promotion to you in the name of Jesus. Number 7, 1.7, prayer is a doorway to the supernatural. Exodus 15:3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Jehovah ke mohale, Jehovah ke lebitso la hae.
Exodus 14:13-15. The Lord is a man of war. Oh, sorry. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you will have only to be silent. The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward.
Yaba Moshe ore ho sechaba se tsohing ikemeleng le bone pholoso ya Jehova atla le etsetsa yona ka jeno. Hobane ba egepeta bao le ba bonang ka jeno le ke ke la hlona le ba bona hape le ka ho sa feleng. Jehova o tla le lwanela ha ile lona e gutsetseng. Jehova a re ho Moshe o ntse o hoeletsa ho nna. Bolella bana ba Israele hore ba tsamaye.
May the Lord open your eyes, spiritual eyes.
Modimo a bule mahlo a wa
moya. May you be able to see that greater is he that is with us.
O bone hore yana le rona o matla.
Than the one that is in the world.
Ho feta ya lefatsheng.
May your faith be strengthened.
Tumelo ya hao e tiye.
Moses says stand firm.
Moshe o re ema o tsepame.
Stand firm.
Ema o tsepame.
Turbulence is always there. When you fly, there's always turbulence. When I get into a plane for a long flight, I make up my mind.
Ha ke fofa ke sa qeto.
That there's going to be turbulence.
Hore mathata tlo bateng.
So I say relax.
Ke itjwetsa hore relax.
God is in charge.
Modimo taolong.
Yeah. I've been in circumstances near crash situations.
Ke ile ka ba mathateng e leng hore re batlile re wela ka sefofane.
But I've always seen God see us through.
Empa ke bone Modimo.
You shall see the salvation of the Lord in your life this week in the name of Jesus.
O tabana pholosa ya Modimo bo pekenye na ka lebitso la Jesus.
The difficulties, the troubles you see, you will see them no more.
Mathata o a bona ngwe ke ke bohletse wa bona.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The troubles that you see.
Mathata o a bona.
The sickness, the disease.
Bukulo.
The problems.
Mathata.
You'll see them no more. In the name of
Jesus.
May the Lord fight your battles for you from this moment forward in the name of Jesus. May healing come upon your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, may healing come upon your life. May you be fully healed.
Amen.
May you express the power of God. Mark 16:17.
Mareka 16 verse 17.
And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongue.
Me tsena di tla latela ba dumelang. Ba tla ntsha matimona ka lebitso la ka mme ba tla bua ka maleme a fapaneng.
1 Corinthians 12:28. And God has appointed this in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administration, variety of tongues.
Memo timo obehile tsena ka kerekeng pele ba apostola ya bobedi ba profeta ya boraro ba ruti me ka maramo me ka le megolo me le dimphotsa dipotsa dipodiso ho thusa ho administration le dipuo tsa maleme.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ke a rata se sotho se na le administration.
Matthew 10:5-8.
These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lordship of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
Jesu aroma bao ba leshome le metso e medi abalaila are le seke la ya dinaheng tsa bahetene le a ile o kena metseng ya ba Samaria le mpele ya dingkung tse lahlehileng tsa ntlo ya Israele le yelentse le phatlalatsa le re mmuso wa mahodimo o atametse fodi samba kudi tso samba fu fekisang ba lepera le le ka matemona le amohetse fela fanang fela.
Stories, these great stories of healings, miracles, signs and wonders are spoken after people are dead. Yes. One of the prayers you should pray for yourself is that you should have a faith as that of a child.
Fight your own unbelief.
Fight your own unbelief. It's only by hindsight that many years people realize the intervention of God in their life, that this man was the inter. But people are proud to accept. They say, somebody not like I jam not, you know, I will be scratching him on the right side. So I'm not going to say it.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 to 4.
Hebrews 2, 3 to 4.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his will.
Amen. Jale rona re tla phonyoha jwang ha re e isa ho pholoswa ho holo hakalo ho morena a bileng wa pele ho bolela me ra opakelwa ka ho tia ke ba utlileng modimo le yena o pakile ka mehlolo le dimakatso le diketso tse matla tsa mefuta futa le ka dineo tsa moya o halalelang tseo a di abang ka ho ya ka thato ya hae.
Amen.
Amen.
Every eye closed, every head
bowed.
God has given us salvation through Jesus Christ. The book of John, chapter 3, verse 3.
Johanne 3:3.
Jesus answered and said to Nicodemus, most assuredly I say to you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Signs and wonders, miracles, healings can come into your life. But all of these are secondary. The greatest of all miracles is receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? If you are here this morning, you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you want your sins to be forgiven, the greatest healing is for our sins. The greatest miracle is for our sins to be forgiven. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. If you are here this morning, you say, I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. Lift up your right hand and lift it high so I can see it. God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus. I want to make right with God. The greatest miracle that I desire for my life is that I be saved from sin, from condemnation. Is there somebody else? Those on radio, it's time to make right with God. God bless you. I see your hand. It's time to make right with God. Those that are watching us, it's time to make right with God. God has a plan for your life. Not to harm you, but to bless you. To establish your life. To make your life to move forward. We're going to pray. I'll ask the whole church to stand. As we are standing, I'm going to ask all those who lifted their hands, please come here on the altar. I want to pray together with you. Can we give a powerful clap offering as they come? Come, don't be intimidated. I want Jesus in my life. I want to make right with God. I want God to heal my life. I want new things to come into my life. The entry door to the kingdom is giving your life to Jesus.
Amen.
This is the greatest gift that God can give to men. I want to receive Jesus. I want to make right with God. I want my sins to be forgiven. We're going to pray. I'll ask all of you to lift up both of your hands as a surrender. I'll ask of you to follow me. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning for your love that you have shown towards me. Today, I receive a miracle of all time. I receive a miracle of all time. I give my life to you. I recognize I'm a sinner. I need a savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me. Make me your child. With my own mouth I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. With my own heart I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead. I thank you, Father, for this grace. In Jesus' name. Can you say, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life? My name is, mention your name, write this name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you, Father, for eternal life, a breakthrough life here on earth. In Jesus' name. Can you say, Satan, today I cut ties with you. I have nothing to do with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. You can drop your hands. Look at me. Behind you, there is somebody. You just turn around. You'll just get your particulars and then you go back to your seat, please. Now, when we make another altar call, at the end of the service, please do come and join us again. Can you give us a song? Yes.